Iraqi security forces are dismantling the main site of anti-government protests in the western city of Ramadi. The security operation has triggered clashes with demonstrators, leaving one dead. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has described the site as the headquarters of the Al-Qaeda leadership. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany resume expert-level talks on implementing the Geneva deal on Iran's nuclear energy program. Under the deal, the P5+1 group agreed to lift some of the existing sanctions against Iran in return for some limitations on Tehran's nuclear program. Clashes break out between supporters and opponents of the Bangladeshi government in the capital, Dhaka. The situation in Bangladesh remains tense a day after heavy police presence virtually foiled a planned opposition mass rally. Protesters had planned to derail general elections scheduled for January the 5th. Iran is marking the anniversary of nationwide rallies that were held in support of the government back in December 2009. The demonstrations put an end to the post-election unrest. Iran says American and British agent provocateurs were behind the unrest. Over a dozen people have been killed in an explosion on a trolley bus in the southern Russian city of Volgograd. 17 people died in a bomb attack targeting the city's central railway station yesterday. President Vladimir Putin ordered authorities to step up security across Russia after those bombings. A volcanic eruption in eastern El Salvador forces the evacuation of thousands of people. Residents say they heard a powerful explosion before the Chaparrastique volcano began spewing hot ash and smoke into the air. Temporary shelters are being set up in the coffee-producing region. The United Nations is warning that the number of refugees in South Sudan is growing, with 180,000 people displaced by the conflict so far. Meanwhile, an aid agency says thousands of children are likely to have been separated from their families by clashes between supporters of the president and his ex-deputy. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the recent graft allegations can't undermine his government. He said such attempts will fail, just like the nationwide anti-government protests in the summer. The allegations have so far forced three ministers to resign. Dozens of people have been detained as part of a corruption probe.